looking good.
Fucked up with this thing, like,
what
I'm doing audio on this, like, web series, obviously, that I never shut the fuck up about, and you can't, there's no mixer for this, so, like, I've never, like, really had to encounter this yet, where, like, they're talking in a scene, and then halfway through, someone starts screaming and yelling and shit, and you can't change the level so it doesn't blow out. There's nothing you can do.
Oh, I got
all you. I can do is raise the mic higher, but it's still, then it sounds like, I hate it. There's no, I wish I had a little thing I could just tweak the level a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think they make one for it. I looked all over the place. I don't think there's anything you can really do.
Oh, okay.
There's a thing you can run it into, like, a whole amp and, like, a whole thing where another mixer has to, like, it's like a whole deal. But there's
you
no.
You need a whole other person to do.
Basically.
Oh, okay.
I wish there was a way to, like, that you can run it into some other, someone should make a little aftermarket thing that runs into this that you can control levels better, because I don't know. It's working pretty good. I'm getting really fucking good audio. Like, the best audio I've ever got on anything, which is good, because this is my first thing I've ever got fucking paid to do. But
good job, bud.
I'm learning a lot better, but listen to this fucking shit.
Well, yeah, and welcome to Looking Good Radio.
and can we say congratulations, Seattle Seahawks.
I guess.
Winning the fucking Super Bowl. God damn it.
Yeah, man. That's important. Well, to me, I know. Yeah, you're a fan. I know.
I mean, you know that's my team. Like, over anything else, everything I have is, like, Seahawks shit. So, like, them winning the Super Bowl is, I'm beside myself. And I'm not even, like, that pumped about it. It's very odd.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even that, like, because I knew that they would. I just want them to win again next year. It's a weird thing. Like, it's, and now I just feel like they're going to win every year.
Why?
Well, just because they're so young. they're a very young team. Like, I think there's, like, 60-some guys on a national football team. And there was 32 guys who were undrafted, like they never got picked or were free agents that were put on this team.
Yeah.
So it, like, there's no contracts. Like, the Seahawks have, like, a very low level of the amount of money that they pay people. So, like, they technically could pay, like, a couple of these guys and keep everybody around for the next, like, 4 years.
Yeah.
So they can be this good of a team for the next, like, couple years. Sorry, don't want to turn, like, the third string all-stars. That faggot was here,
cool,
like,
cool.
That asshole was here for his birthday, and I've never been more, like, happy about beating down somebody. Like, there's a point where I'm like, okay, like, I kind of feel bad for the Broncos now because the Seahawks are just kicking their ass. Like, they look like, it was me versus you in a weightlifting contest. That's what that game was. That's basically what that game ended up being. Like, okay, Luke, incline benches, Brandon incline benches. I mean, no, not going to happen. That game was so fucking one-sided, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm sure you heard all about it on Twitter.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know why. Well, I heard, it was so long I had to skip. It was going so long on it, but I don't listen to Bill Burr's wrap-up of it today. He didn't really say that. He said it was, like, exciting.
It was only exciting because, I'm telling you, dude, like, this is the best thing I heard was on the radio today, on Sports Talk Radio. If you DVR'd it or taped it, that's how I'm going to date myself. You can go to any minute of the game and hit play, and the Seahawks are winning. And just kicking ass.
Duh, winning.
it's like
remember that?
Yeah, that sucked. It was like that, you will remember this, the Bills Super Bowl versus the Cowboys, where they just fucking got their shit pushed in. And they kept referencing it. The entire game, like, well, last time there was so much of a difference in the score was the Buffalo Bills versus the Dallas Cowboys. I'm like, oh, stop bringing it up. Enough.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was pumped. It was fun. We had a good time. I didn't care.
Cool, man. How many people showed up?
15.
Really?
Was
it the most ever?
No. I mean, I was expecting like 20-something. So I was actually like, there's a point where there's like 8 people here. And like, who else come? Like, I really don't care. I hope nobody else comes. Like, it was just perfect. know, I don't want any more people in this apartment. Like, we have a very, it's not small, but it is.
It's the very area. Small.
Yeah. I'm telling you, if we put the TV over there, and it's my own fault for setting this place up. If TV over there and I put the couch this way, you could fit way more people. I could put, like, chairs right here.
Were we going to do that? There's some, for some reason, we didn't, though. Or didn't we try it and it didn't work or something? I thought maybe we tried it.
I don't know, but I'm just saying is that there's something going on in this apartment where, like, we could fit more people, but it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
I don't know. And we have two couches. I mean, most, well, I'm sure most people who listen to the show are our age and have a house and fucking finished off basement. It is all finished off. But, all right, so go in your story. I apologize to.
No, it's all right. Fucking, I went through this whole drama where, like, I let my, okay, so we shoot on the weekends. I let my boss borrow my whole sound package on Monday last week. It was supposed to be just for that night to shoot, which he asked me to, like, operate on. And I'm like, no, I can't, I got shit to do, you know, I can't, I got fucking, I just work, you know, I don't have, like, days off right now, like, this is, I can't, I just worked fucking 2 days in town. He goes, oh, it's just going to be a couple shots. He's there till fucking 1 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, I left him my sound shit. It's, okay, so on, like, Wednesday, I had to get just the Zoom, the recorder back with the headphones. I'm like, can I get my stuff back? And he's like, oh, I need, like, one more night for this other thing. And I'm like, okay, well, I need my... He's got his own Zoom. So I'm like, well, give me my Zoom at least so I can do the show last week. So then it comes Friday morning, and I've heard nothing about getting my stuff. And I'm like, I need my shit by tomorrow. I got a fucking... This is, like, a real gig. This isn't a fucking joke, you know? And he gave it to one of the other guys that was, like... It's usually a camera guy, you know, because he's, like, up-and-comer, so he wants to get with him. So he's doing fucking sound. So he's got it. All day Friday, I'm trying to get it back from him. And he's, like, not really responding. And he's like, well, okay, here's the problem. I'm going out to the... I'm shooting on something out in the middle of the fucking desert, like, 3 hours outside the city. So I'm going to have to try and get it to you, like, before I leave, or I'll bring it to you in, like, the middle of the night. He goes, well, I'll tell you what. I'll leave it at my sister's house, and then you can go get it from there if you really have to, if I don't have it back to my Friday. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Okay, so you're talking about, like, the boom mic.
The pole, the pole, the mic, everything, the whole thing. Okay. It's everything with this, you know, I had the Zoom, but I didn't have no fucking mic to record anything.
Right. Okay. So just so the Goody Mom knows, like, you're doing a web series, so that, and you're doing audio on it.
I just said that. I said that at the beginning of the story.
Did you?
That says my first page. Yeah, it says my first page.
Oh, okay. I'm an asshole.
In classic brand style. Okay. But
I was doing something with Cedric. I'm sorry.
A little flag. So, like, he's not answering. So he gives me this fucking address of his sister's house, and I have fucking Tree Man who was driving for me on Friday, and He goes there and he's like, dude, there's like a vacant lot. There's nothing here. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm texting him trying to get the address. He's not writing me back at all. So now it's like 4 o'clock. And no production stuff is open on weekends. So if I don't have my shit back, I can't rent one on Saturday. I'm fucked. I mean, I got an 8 a.m. fucking call time on the beach. So I'm like, I told my boss, I'm like, dude, I'm going to have to rent a fucking sound package from around the block at this place. And just, he's like, and bill you. And he's like, all right, fine. You know, he's like, it's my fault. I didn't get your stuff back. So
what a dick! Like that's the answer.
Well, he didn't have it with him. He gave it to another guy. It's kind of like a gray area because he didn't. He gave it to this other dude, and I feel bad because the other guy's stuck in the middle. He's not supposed to even have to fucking deal with it. Yeah, bottom line is bust. But I mean, he was like, I got a better mic and shit, so I was kind of psyched. I'm like, cool, it's gonna sound tit. So it kind of like was cool for a minute.
How much does it cost to rent that out?
It actually was. It was only like $40 for a pole and mic
for a day, but it was over the weekend.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So I go to get it now. I pick up like 5 o'clock. Everything's, you know, everything closes at like 5. The whole fucking city closes production wise at like 5-6. I don't have the Zoom to test the fucking mic out with in the pole. It's it. The Zoom is at home, so I don't have any way to test this mic. Then I gotta fucking shoot over to this goddamn Bill Burr thing because he's now I don't get to work till almost 6:30. Thanks to Tree Man, and I got a whole fucking ass to make it to this thing. So I've completely forgotten about this mic. Then I had to be at Netta's birthday thing at fucking 10. So, like, I was scrambling. I didn't get to test the fucking mic. The shoot is like, in the water at the beach. Like where we shot Life is Terrible. Same place. Down by the fucking water.
Gotcha.
And, I had completely forgotten about, like, you know, you see where this is going. I had forgotten about testing or doing anything. We get to, everyone's down by the water. My feet are in the fucking water. And I turn the thing on. No audio coming through the mic. Nothing. It's not working at all. I fucking tried everything. Saturday? Yeah, this is they're waiting for me to get this is like if you're on a set, this is your worst fucking nightmare. Like the whole production's waiting on you. That you're the fucking problem. Like that you never. It's the fucking worst feeling. It's about as bad as getting like caught cheating by your girlfriend or something. It's like that level. I'm just like, oh my, my fucking whole like heart's singing. So I was like a fucking asshole. Then I make dude Bogues look like an ass, you know, because he fucking hired me. So I call the fucking guy who's got my stuff. I'm like, please fucking be home. He's home. He lives like 6 miles from the beach off the 10. And I was like, oh my fucking God. So he's like, all right, I'll shoot wides and we'll shoot around it. It's like fucking haul ass and get back here. So I went and got my fucking stuff and like, oh my, I made it like just in time. Dude, I was fucking losing my mind. I couldn't believe it. I don't know what I would have done. If that guy wasn't home and didn't answer his phone or whatever, my God, would have been so fucked. I mean, we would have lost, we wouldn't be able to fucking shoot. We would have lost a whole fucking weekend of shooting. But I was like, holy shit.
So the shit you paid $40 for didn't work.
It didn't work. I don't know what's going on because it wasn't working. My mic, as soon as I picked my shit up, it worked fine. I took it in there today, and it must have been something in the fucking Zoom settings. I don't know. I tried everything. I don't know if it's phantom power or what. I'm starting to wonder if I had to have fan. That's all tech. Nobody wants to hear this shit. But like,
but I'm curious because if your shit,
it was a different, heavier duty mic, so that had something to do with it.
It was pulling power off of it. Yeah.
Something, but if you want to go to phantom power, now I don't know if this is a fucking no, because I think this is that time we couldn't get the Remember that one night we couldn't get the fucking wireless to work, and it kept doing that thing where you go to phantom and it would just shut off.
Yeah.
It kept doing that. So I think that happens when there's no battery in the actual mic. I think you need the power in the mic or it cuts the whole circuit off. It's really weird. Whatever it is, it's a shitty design.
I mean, if it's that heavy duty of the surge that's happening, that makes like total sense.
I guess. But whatever it was.
You're saying it's like a heavy duty mic. Yours might
It was
like,
heavy. I mean, it wasn't like crazy. You know, it's called a 416, which is a fucking nice mic.
Did you tell them that like it didn't work? And you
I did. They tested. I went in there. They tested it out. It worked fine in theirs when they hooked it up. And then we tried to get it to work on here again, and it wouldn't. So I gotta fuck around with this more.
Yeah. Okay. That's a question.
This thing's really touchy.
Did you ask them to? You test it out on your Zoom?
Yeah. But they don't know the Zoom. They don't run a Zoom. They don't know what the fuck it is. Okay. They have like real mixing, like real stuff.
Like real shit. Okay.
Yeah. So that was fucking. I couldn't believe that, dude. I was so fucking. I was shitting my pants. Oh, then we were fucking shooting. The whole time is a fucking seal. Like, I mean, like 10 feet from the water, like where you would, like, your toes would touch. I mean, it was like fucking 10 yards away. It was right at the fucking shore. It was nuts. And it was in like every shot. It kept coming back. Just like one seal. It was crazy. It's pretty cool.
How big is a seal? Like the size of this table? The
size of like a big giant dog.
Okay.
I mean, like body, when they just got those big ass flippers.
It was just hanging out?
Yeah, like, it was just fucking swimming around in the background. There. Yeah, by itself.
So that ruined the audio or?
No, you couldn't. It wasn't making noise. It was, you know, it's loud. It's loud anyways at the beach. But, like, we're in the middle of this. It was a pretty long take. It went on, like, 3 minutes. And I see it. I'm like, oh, I want to, like, get him. Like, look at the seal. It was, like, so cool. It was, like, jumping out of the water and shit. And, like, no one could see it because I was the only one facing the water and was, like, looking this way. I'm like, oh. I was, like, a fucking 10-year-old. One time I was on the school bus going to school, obviously. And we were down by, like.
Reason to be on the bus.
Exactly. I tried to stop myself, but it was too late. We were down by that library that looks like Jabba's Palace down there on by Lawson Park, I think. Is that Lawson Park? Yeah. There was that big pond that had the famous snapping turtle in it. Was that Lawson Park? Going down like...
Was it on Lawson
French?
Road?
I thought it was on French.
They change it to Stiglmeyer Park.
Maybe, yeah, I think
for
so.
For some fucking reason, they change it to Stiglmeyer Park. It was Lawson
Stiglmeyer!
Park.
Stiglmeyer!
You go
down to get the pickle? So I was driving.
Hopefully, Buffalo guys will text one of us to let us know what
the fucking
real
Jews take over everything. But don't
they? They did. I'm telling you, Stiglmeyer is
not on my watch.
Bitch.
So it was So like we're going. You know, it's like 6 a.m. or 8 a.m. Whatever. Fuck.
Huh? And it's one of those.
I don't know why I was so excited, but I saw a deer and I go, I was like, oh my God! And there was hardly anyone on the bus yet because I was one of the first pickups. And I jump over the seat to tell behind me it was Julie Gagliardi and Mindy
Julie Gagliardi,
Mindy Jelinek, who like hated my guts and I hated them, like we just never from minute one they hated me. They were like BFFs and they just were like, "Oh, you're a fucking asshole." And they just hated me. And I turn around and I go, "Did you guys see that deer?" And they just looked at each other and then looked at me and just like stared at me like, did you just fucking say that? And I just like slumped back down on my seat and I was like, oh my God, why did I do that?
How old were you?
It was a deer. I was probably, I don't know, probably like fucking 12 or something. I was like middle schoolish.
Who cares? That's nice.
But like, why would, Why would I be excited? It's a deer in Buffalo. Well, then why would I turn around and tell those fucking two and make myself look like a jagoff?
Yeah, that's nice to see a deer. Like, you don't want to tell people.
It's not exciting, and keep it to yourself. Don't make yourself look like a fucking fag by telling the two chicks that hate you. That's like going up to, like, the school bully and, like, giving them a hug, I guess.
Well, that might work, though. Ooh, though. Well, okay, so Luke did preface this a little bit, that on this past Friday night, Bill Burr, he tweeted out that he was going to do some new material at this coffee shop who is owned by Damone from Fast Times.
Yeah.
It's called Bob's Espresso Bar, and yeah, it probably fits 20 people, maybe 25 people max,
yeah,
and about 100 or so people showed up for this fucking gig.
Yeah.
That Bill was just going to do, like, test Piro, and it all was spawned off of that last one that you went to, Jim Florentine's podcast.
You're doggone right.
And so we show up, and, like, we're outside. Like, we're standing on the street, like, trying to see the comedian, like, just trying to hear what's going on. And, I mean, everybody's there, obviously, for Bill Burr. But this other comedian, Dean Del Rey, was there. Who I listen to his podcast. It's not bad.
Yeah,
he can hold his own.
He's okay.
It's not. It's yeah. You know, it's not bad. So we're talking to him outside, and I'm asking him. Look, I go, Luke, you got business cards? He's like, yeah. And so, you know, Luke's talking to him about, like, metal or some shit, and I'm like, out of the side. Now this is like me, like, you know, I'm like, hey, is this guy part of, like, the whole podcasting it, like, you're gonna intern for, yeah, or want to intern for, and you're kind of like, yeah, but I couldn't say it really loud so he didn't hear me, but I'm like, the whole time, I'm like, well, why don't we tell this guy about the podcast? And I'm like, oh, okay, well, it's my own fault for not having cards or whatever, but I wasn't talking to him.
I had one,
really. And so we walk away, and you're like, why did I give that guy a card?
Jesus,
why didn't I give that guy a card? Your tits are nice, dude.
Did she get her tits done? How do they look so fucking big?
Nah, they're always like that.
She's fucking hot, man. God almighty.
We can say it doesn't... This stupid
list. It looks like she got her tits done.
No, it's just the way it pushed out. What's his name? Doesn't
listen. It's just like a dress, though. It's not like a fucking... How is she going to push him up that hard?
I'm talking like, dude, she has nice tits, bro.
She never flaunts them.
Yeah, but you never... Yeah, you don't realize it. Oh, we're talking about Princess Leia in Space Foes 2. She got some nice boots. That's what I'm telling you. Diego and Piss, like, they're all about her. They think she's, like, the hottest chick ever.
But the thing is, she's so tomboyish. You don't really...
When she dresses up and she looks nice, like, she looks really fucking nice. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like she's like a tomboy, but, like, once in a while when she dresses up, she looks pretty good.
Yeah.
You know? She can push those fucking milkers up. Look nice,
Yeah.
And anyway, regardless, so, yeah, we show up and, like... We're talking to this guy, and the whole time I'm trying to, like, to tell Luke to give him a business card for the podcast, but not tell him because it would be weird if I say it, like, right in front of the fucking guy. And then we leave, and Luke says, oh, I should have given him a business card. It's like, I don't know how else to fucking tell him to give this guy a business card. Regardless, so we didn't see Bill Burr. It would have been awesome to see him.
He was late, and it was fucking freezing out.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't have been able to fucking hear him anyways.
Yeah, it was stupid. Like, hey, I mean, it was just to boost his ego, maybe, to see that many people there, like, just to see him.
Maybe to help out the place, too, you know?
Yeah. I don't know how you even broach this one. Didn't someone you know used to nail him?
Well, what's the difference? I don't know if they ever, I think way back, though, and, like...
Okay, but, oh, no, it was Jimmy that was, she was...
Yeah, she used to fuck around with Bill, but not, I don't know how, I don't know how deep that went. She said she did, you never know with her, I don't know, she said she fucking dated him.
Yeah, she's a fucking nightmare, dude. Terry now.
Yeah, what happened to, oh yeah, you told me, she was, like, causing a fucking scene here.
Well, she was just being, like, just abrasive. Like, it was like female Luke, minus the funny.
Yeah, that's how she always is.
You know, just like, oh, look at that kid, like, they should have been aborted. And everyone's like, what? You know, it's just, you know, she obviously didn't know the crowd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, especially those guys, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, that crowd is very, you know, PG.
Yeah.
And she was being X. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So, some of the shit I laugh about, but sometimes, like, really? Like, this isn't Caligula. Like, can you give me something else? You know,
Caligula.
If that makes any sense to anybody out there. Or you wanted to talk about, quote unquote, drugs.
Okay, fucking, hang on.
Okay, you got something going on? I can
talk about something. Yeah, jump in, I'm sorry. All right. Being a fucking asshole.
So, the other day, I was watching, as I do often, but I was watching, like, porno, and I'm like, I can't believe the way, what has happened with that industry of porn? Is it's like, it's so much better. You guys, if you've listened to the podcast, you've heard the last 120 episodes or 125 episodes of us discussing, like, jerking off and blah, blah. But, like, even the quality of, like, the chicks, and the amount that it's matured in the past 20 years is ridiculous. I mean, like, you got Jen Jameson, sure. She's great, Chasing Lane, whatever. These are all old ones. So I fucking go to watch Devon. We always talk about Devon. Devon. We always say how fucking hot she is. Luke, would you agree to that?
Yeah, she's great. Kay. She's tiny, too.
And so I see, I'm not even kidding, I see a porno on, like, the main site that says Devon. And I click on her name to see more videos from this chick. I click on her name. Well, I guess there's also a gay porn star named Devon. So every other video is a dude sucking another guy's dick. Okay? And that guy's name is Devon. So as I'm looking through the thumbnail,
what the fuck, right? I know there's a bunch of different chicks named.
As I'm looking through the thumbnails to try, as I'm jerking off on the iPad, looking for fucking a hot video with Devon, like maybe a new one, you know, like a hot MILF or something, because she's older now. I'm looking for, like, you know, Mommy Likes It or whatever the fuck the titles of these films are. Because when you click on her old ones, it's very grainy and you can't see anything. So I want a new one. I'm like, all right, let me see, like, what the newest Devon, Devon video is. So as I'm looking, I'm like, okay, I'm like scanning over them with my eyes. And, like, of course, there's on each page, there's three, like, Devon gets his dick sucked. And it's just a fucking hot white dude with another guy sucking his cock. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to keep going with this. I'm like a page away from losing my boner. Because I'm done seeing guys suck each other's dicks. Like, I'm not clicking on the videos. I'm not clicking on the videos. But just the thumbnail, I'm like, they can't let you know. Why are these on the same page as this person? You know?
Yeah.
It's like, if Uncle Luke was a fucking porn star, and he went to Max Kelly and wanted a table, and they were like, oh, fuck, shit, man. Anyways. So finally I find, like, a good one, and I slam, you know, beat one off. And
you found her, the actual girl?
Yeah, no, she it was like five Devon Lee, who's like a black hair chick, and then
there's a lot of them, yeah.
And then two gay ones. And it's like, well, don't you think if I wanted the gay ones, I'd click on the gay portion of your website? Why would you have them in with the regular video? Not regular, but I'm saying,
yeah, like, that is stupid. Yeah, that is dumb.
Just have the gay and have the straight stuff. Like, why? Obviously, I'm looking for Devon, the porn star. If I wanted Devon, the gay porn star, I would have clicked on the gay portion of your website. Yeah, they should
have a better filter.
You lose your porn when you see two guys suck each other's dicks. I mean,
speak for yourself.
It's a bit much. I'm just saying.
It's a bit. Making out's okay, but suck each other's dick. Well, I won't have that.
I see enough gay shit in my personal life because I'm around a lot of gay guys. I'm okay with it. But, like, if I have my cock in my hand, and all of a sudden I'm, like, scrolling through, and there's just a big, huge white cock in a guy's mouth around it, it bothers me. That's all I'm saying. Sorry.
What loses your boner worse, that or seeing a gay guy and gay, or a black guy and a black guy make out? What's worse?
Oh, the gay guy.
Okay.
Yeah, because I really can't relate to that. But yeah, the black shit, too, kind of, I'm like, fuck! I get bummed about both of them.
Yeah.
So, anyways, so your quote-unquote drugs?
Okay, so obviously I had this whole episode. You know what I realized? Have I been as apart from this chick as long as we were together? I think that was 3 weeks ago.
Who?
With Jackie.
Yeah.
I've been...
You might be longer, bud.
I think it was, and I'm still, like, just as, like, I'm still like fucked up over it. It's unbelievable. But
are you like bitter pissed about it? Or are you just like
I'm everything. It's just it really fucking God, bothered
damn,
me.
I'm telling really you, fucking bothered me. All right. I don't want to go back into it, but okay.
But anyway, so that was obviously that was a drug issue. So I go to the fucking Formosa for
Have you spoken to her at all?
No, I haven't.
Okay, thank God. I'm sorry.
I go to the fucking Formosa where I met her. That was the last time I was there to see fucking. It was Josh's comedy show, and Netta's birthday. And then after the fucking set, he was gonna like they were gonna have like a roast of her and shit, which is like, whatever. So I go there and first of all I got there way too early. The show started fucking late. I should have got there at like 11. Got there way too fucking early, and there's like six comics telling me. I'm just really not. As soon as I got there, I just was not in the fucking mood, which happens sometimes when I go to his shows because it's all like lower level comics, and I don't want to hear like open micers really. As you know, even though it sounds shitty because like, I guess I am one. Even though I haven't done it in a long time, I want to do it again. But I didn't even go in. So I'm like, I went over to fucking Borders and drank by myself. that's my favorite
Borders
place to drink.
No, Borders.
I said Borders.
Oh.
No, I went to Borders, the bookstore, and drank.
There's the one in the bar.
No.
No.
So then I go back, and I'm hanging out in the fucking booth. The show ends. He actually had a pretty... He has some fucking new stuff that's pretty funny. He has this whole Karate Kid bit. I was fucking laughing my ass off. But the show ends, and then she's... everyone's like... She's kind of sitting at like my like table for a minute, and people are coming up to her, and this little like sleazy like... Arab dude. Now, she doesn't drink. Nothing. She doesn't smoke.
You're talking
Netta? Yeah. She, Josh. They don't drink. They don't do anything, you know? And the guy comes up to her and he goes, he goes, do you have any magic pills? And I was like, what the f-? And I was like on my phone. I'm pretending kind of not to hear. And I saw her get fucking like nervous. And she was like, what? And he's like, you know Vicodin. You got any Vicodins with you? And she's like, oh, no, I'm all out. I have to get some more. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, this chick's a fucking pill popper? Or like when she like sells people fucking drugs and pharmaceuticals, okay. Right? I was like,
really?
Yeah. I was like, what the hell is that fucking shit about?
All right, that bugged me out.
Yeah, that was fucking weird. And she did not want me to hear that. I could tell. I was like, what else is going on with this broad? So whenever that all goes on, and then they started roasting. I just didn't want to be there. I was not in the fucking mood. So I met this fucking Asian chick online. Who I haven't gone on an Asian chick since that last horrendous date.
Nice. So what kind of Asian?
She's Korean, but she looks Japanese. I was surprised. All right,
I dig that.
She was like little and like thin. She was like.
Is she dark? Is she dark?
No.
Oh yeah.
No,
yeah,
but
yeah,
she, right. Just her face isn't so like moon faced.
Yeah.
And she was cute, you know, fucking just like 5'1" and like 97 pounds. I'm like, I want to crush this motherfucker.
Did she have a nice ass or a nice tits or anything?
I couldn't really see her. It looked like she had something going on, like some kind of ass. But I mean, how much are you gonna have when you're that little? And it was almost, it was like fucking. It didn't go as bad as that other one, but it was like fucking deja vu. You know what she said? The class. I'm not fucking kidding. You guys think I'm making this up for the show? You know what she said? Are you like this all the time? She's. You know how many fucking women have said that exact out here only out here have said that exact fucking line? Are you like?
Do you ever question
quote
yourself?
Quote unquote. Are you like this all the time?
Do you question yourself? Or?
No, I don't. Okay. No, I question them because they're fucking just the culture is so different in East and West Coast. It's unfucking believable how different it is. Like fucking Woody Allen.
No, the East Coast don't have love for Snoop Dogg.
Exactly. Just look at that. So, like, we're sitting there, and she's just like, and she would stop me in the store, and she's like, you talk really fast. I want to, like, just punch her in the face and be like, then listen faster, because I'm not talking that fast. I talk like this. It's not that fast. I'm not fucking Twista rapping. I'm not talking that fast. Like, I'm sorry you live your life at 1 mile an hour or whatever the fuck. I don't know who you hang out with a bunch of fucking...
I mean, I think you talk fast, but I hear you loud and clear because I do the same thing.
Yeah, so. No, the whole rest of the planet talks fast, except for, you know, some of the fucking people here or down south or something. I don't even know.
Are you always
who's your father, like Dick Clark? Yes,
that's my new favorite thing ever.
I just stop and I go, do you want me to slow down? I go, this is how I talk. What do you want me to do? I'm a fucking New Yorker. What do you want from me? You know, and then she was just like, no, it's kind of cool, just different or something. I'm like, why? That's so fucking rude. Like, why would you even bring it up? Don't fucking, like, make me feel fucking insecure, you fucking bitch. Anyways, she, so you'll be shocked by this. Rich parents, privileged childhood, went to an exclusive private school, grew up with Steven Spielberg's fucking daughter. It's the same fucking story. You cannot date out here. If you're fucking like make less than $50,000 a year, you might as well have a fucking.
You might as well
have the third eye on your fucking forehead.
I make $50,000 a year. You gotta make like $70,000-$80,000 a year.
How the fuck do you make $50,000 a year and you're this broke? I'm with two loans. Yeah, I guess. Whatever. It's just ridiculous. Like you don't even fucking. You might as well be invisible. You don't even count as a fucking human being. It's fucking incredible. It's unbelievable. But like, I go back and forth because she'd be cool for a while and she'd say something fucking stupid again. I'm gonna say I hate the fucking women out here.
Would you nail her?
Can't stand. Oh, I'd fuck the shit out of her. But we started talking about like. Exes. So I tell her about, you know, what happened with Jackie. And I tell her a story and she goes, there's like a 10-second pause. And she goes, so? And I was like, what do you mean so? Like, she lied. She was totally fucking deceptive. She disappeared for fucking 2 days. That's no big deal. She's like, people do that all the time. She goes, everyone does drugs out here. That's what she said. I'm like, this is fucking hopeless. I will never fucking find a chick. Well, I'll never find a chick here.
How old is Nick?
She's like 26.
All right.
Unfucking believe. I'm like, oh my god. I feel like a fucking kid in an after school special. Am I the only one that doesn't fucking do drugs all day, every fucking day? What the fuck, man? Yeah, but we're not from here. Anyone from here, like, that's lived here for like a long time, it's just like just fucking drugs. What the fuck? Holy shit. I wish Captain America was real and just beat the shit out of everyone that does drugs.
Or Captain Planet.
He's not real? Fuck. God damn it. Yeah, so I could not believe that's how she reacted to that. I was just like, oh my god.
So she said, okay, all right, so how...
She was like upset that I even had that reaction. She couldn't believe I was upset about that.
So obviously she had a drug addiction.
Yeah, she's like, well, yeah, I've used drugs. I've done coke. And I was just like, oh boy. Oh boy.
That's wild, dude.
I know, dude. It's fucking ridiculous. I'm just like, this is a whole fucking city on drugs.
Me and you are like super fucking naive and like coke is like the fucking new Pepsi.
I don't know.
I'm saying like it's ridiculous.
I know.
Like, I don't know, and I'm not even doubting, like, your thought about Jackie doing that shit and, like, being a liar and stuff, but this fucking nip would actually say.
She couldn't believe that was the reaction that I had. Like how dare I even, like, I was mad at her for fucking taking a trip to Vegas or something, like, just completely reasonable. I'm like, yeah, okay, that's perfectly fine, yeah, that's fucking healthy.
And what did you tell her that you dropped, I'll give you this, all right. Out here, you're totally right about, like, what you call in vogue type drugs.
Yeah.
Okay, like coke, I don't think heroin, but, like, ecstasy, molly, pop molly, and I sweat. Woo! But, I told somebody one time that I did mushrooms once, and then I did acid once, and they're like, acid? And they were totally disgusted by me.
That's what she said. She goes, I would never do acid. I swear to God.
And I'm like, but how many people do we know that we grew up with? Like, maybe it's just not like a, again, like I said, like the drug that's in fashion at the time. And, I mean, obviously acid isn't a great thing, but, like, coke isn't a good thing. I would never do coke. Never.
Me neither.
I would never do heroin. Would you do acid?
No, I don't even fucking smoke pot. I don't do anything.
All right. Well, okay, out of any of the drugs of the spectrum, what drug would you do? If it was like...
Nothing. I'm not interested. Absolutely nothing.
I'm saying like... It would probably be coke though, I think, for you.
If anything, yes. I guess yeah. If I could take it and then take a magic pill that would say I would never ever take it again. But like... Especially not now. Now it just like disgusts me. Just thinking that it like wrecked the fucking relationship with the chick. I'm so turned off by it. It's like, fuck that shit. But I don't even smoke... I don't even want to drink. I don't fucking do it. I mean, like, I will drink. Just because it's like... I like the taste of it so goddamn much. But, like, I have no interest in, like, altering my mind with fucking chemicals. Motherfucker.
I had to do, like, the mushrooms and the acid. I had to do it once. I just wanted to, like, see the... Again, I was, like, a writer and, like, oh, yeah, cool, man. I was, like, 21. And, like, you know what? I did it, and I'm... That's cool. I'm glad I did it. But, like, that coke would... I would have been doing... I'd probably still be doing it if not dead. Because it just seems like so addictive.
Yeah, it is. That's why would you even do it once?
Acid. What was the last time you were around somebody who was doing coke? Like watching them do coke.
No, never. I saw a guy do it off a key once in a fucking in a bathroom at Rainbow. I've never like hung out at a party and seen anything
like that. I'm talking like 21, 22. I'm sitting at. Remember where McDonald's was across from the high school?
And I sure do. Became grass. How could I forget?
Right next to it was like a pink place. It was like a. They had a big sign up. It was like they you know they paint the fucking your car or your house and shit.
Yeah.
So this dude Bob Krikovich. shout out Bob Krikovich.
What a fucking name.
What up, doggy?
Krikovich.
He
sounds like a rotten old man.
He's one of those guys, like I think, involved in like the him and
Rusty. Sock game?
No, like the fight between Rusty and remember like the whole big
Vinny's?
Yeah.
The one that I missed by like 10 seconds?
Yeah. That whole thing. Like that was like dude I worked with, Bob Krikovich, all those guys were involved in it. Anyways, so he for some reason Timmy knows him. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to buy coke off this guy. And he hooks him up with this...
Tim did coke?
Meminger or whatever. Memingers! I think that was the name of the place. Hooks him up with this guy. And he's like, oh, yeah, stop there real quick. And, like, we're sitting around a table, much like this. And we're just, like, bullshitting. He's like, oh, you guys want, like, a beer or something? So we're having, like, a beer. And he's just dropping down coke and, like, sitting on lines and shit. And, like, they're just knocking down lines. And they're like, you want one? And I'm like, I was fucking really close to being like, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, I'm good. You know? Yeah. And then Tim, like, drops the guy cash, and we bounce. And I'm like, well, I mean, how do you feel, man? He's like, well, to be honest with you, like, I'm totally fine. Like, that kind of sucks.
Didn't take a while to kick in, though?
He's like, I don't want to. Oh, maybe went home and, like, fucking did shit house full of push-ups or something. But, I mean, like...
Shit house full.
At the time, like, he just didn't seem to take care of that much. I mean, hopefully he... Well, obviously, he's fat as a fuck, so he's, like, RJ size. But
who's him?
Yeah.
He got that fat?
Yeah, he got big. Yeah, he's bigger than me.
No shit.
Yeah. And RJ's not even a fat guy. Sorry, RJ, if you're listening, but I know.
He put on some weight. He admitted to it.
Yeah, he's a heavy set gentleman, but
no, he's not a big fat fucking slob pig motherfucker.
Well, in this case, he might be.
Yeah, but he's like got a big frame and he's tall. He can like wear some fat.
Yeah, well, like I mean, dude, just like I don't know, knock out a couple push-ups every day or something. You know, don't stop eating so much, you fucking pig.
Damn, dude.
I'm fucking RJ. I'm sorry. I don't want to out here. Just I don't want to get the text tomorrow. I'm you're like Mel Gibson around.
In Payback.
I'm sorry. I'm kidding. Yeah, he never, like, all those guys that were, like, workout guys, like Kale and the fucking Piccolos and shit.
They worked out? I don't even fucking, I never saw them to weight my life.
I thought they did.
I think they were just athletic. That's why
I never mentioned if I ever
do. I mean, you look like shapely, but not.
If I never do anything, or if I ever do anything athletic, I never bring it up because Luke's like, he's like.
I'm only kidding. I'm just being a
dick. I know.
I'm not serious, you fuck.
It's funny when you do that.
Thanks.
It's good.
I'll tell you what, motherfucking first
only do that come back. What's that?
I gained a couple pounds and I think this is when it started last year. I'm just starting to fucking get like real fucking heavyweight again and shit.
Watch yourself, man, because you fucking hurt
your back. I know what I'm doing this time. I figured it out.
What'd you figure out, man?
I figured out that when I curl heavy, I can't stand there with my ankles. This is how I curl. I take the bar off the fucking thing.
Okay.
Is it an actual curl bar? Okay. With two 45-pound fucking plates, and I hold it like this, and this is how I work out. So all the fucking stress goes here, and like all this time, all I had to do was move one foot like this, and then and get down, and I can then I can push all the fucking.
Why don't you use that fucking that booth, that fucking thing that you sit?
It's for preacher curls. This is big boy shit. This is man shit. No, preacher curls are like for like sculpty. And shit, like I do those sometimes.
Yeah, but I'm saying like, you don't hit your back with that.
Yeah, but you can't just do preacher curls. You got to do standing curls and stuff like that.
You can use dumbbells.
Yeah, no, stand up. You can't just do preacher curls. It hits one part of your arm.
You never like put your back against like a wall or something and do the curls.
No, I never really needed to.
You're supposed to. I got a fart again, man.
Come on, the fuck, Jesus Christ!
I'm real farty today.
But yeah, that's all I gotta do is like distribute, and I figured whatever because I did 155 pound fucking military presses today, which is like that shit you squat with, right? But like all I gotta do is split a little bit, and everything goes like it distributes right instead of standing like this. It all fucking
it all like comes to a fucking point in my back and throws it out. And so it hasn't hurt me. Like I've been lifting heavy and it hasn't hurt me at all.
So you just split your legs out.
Yeah, you're just gonna fucking move your. I'm like, well, I could have done that for the last fucking 8 years and probably had way less back damage.
So I mean, anyway,
I don't need a belt anymore.
You're knocking out like way heavier weight.
Yeah, I'm starting to. Yeah, I'm starting.
Be careful, man. Just in case. I'm just saying. Thanks, you know, you get hurt.
Don't spot me.
All right, I'll be there.
Well, fine. I need somebody on fucking inclines today. I had to use that machine. I was
what'd
screaming.
I was doing
military. I was fucking screaming. I'm like, Gah!
Oh, I hate that guy.
Well, I had to do it sometimes. You should have heard.
How heavy were?
There's these fucking.
How heavy were you doing?
I said 155.
Oh, on incline?
No, on military presses.
Oh, okay. What were you doing incline? You said I
should. Oh, I was doing. Let's see. I had a. You kind of cheat with that machine. You know that one that has the hooks? So
yeah.
It was 245 to 235. I could have went heavier too.
Holy shit!
I could have done four.
Do you ever do incline? Who cares about
this? I suck at inclines.
All right, go on.
There's a couple people think they lift weights. Maybe
it stinks.
Oh yeah, sorry.
There's no green monster.
There's these fucking dudes yesterday. There's this crew of I don't know what godforsaken race they are. He's in there like every day. He's like this tall. He looks like Satan. He's like 21. And he's just tall, like dark, and he's got like fucking like Incredible Hulk hair. That's all I can describe. He's got hair like the Hulk. And his eyes are like real sunken in, and he's got like really bad skin. And he's like skinny. And he's always with this little short, like dumpy fucking girl. It's like really. They gotta be Armenian. I think they're Armenian, because the chick looks Armenian. She has every ugly Armenian.
Bad
bitch.
Skin means steroids.
No, she doesn't. He does. The guy does. Yeah, but he's really dark,
bad,
though.
Bad skin looks, means steroids.
No, this guy's not steroids. No fucking way. He's been going for like a year, and he's the same size. And he's like Bokes. Size.
Oh. Okay.
Like he's kind of cut up, but he's not like big, you know? And then there's this other dude who looks like fucking Diego. He looks like a more European Diego. Looks just like him. Same glasses, same the shaved hair, everything. Looks just like him. And these fucking. Number one, everyone in the fucking gym talk. I don't know why they have to talk so loud. Like they fucking. They're right next to each other and they scream. And they're like, yeah, bro, the fine fight night. Like, ah, ha, 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 ha. And shit. And it's like, what the fuck? Because, like, I've been kind of getting into
it. Do you have my headphones on?
I do, but I've been getting into
it. No, do they?
No. Or they have one in one ear, but they'll still fucking talk. And then I've been kind of getting into, like, working out just with no, or at least doing the first half of the workout with no music. It's been kind of working for me. But I can't take
wait,
it.
Wait,
I can't take the conversations in the fucking gym.
Why?
I don't know. Just for some reason, I like to start out, like, concentrating. And it helps. I don't know.
Okay, all right. So before you used to use music for the entire...
Yeah, from the minute I walked in, I needed, like, intro fucking...
So,
like,
but now you're just sort of like, fuck it,
I don't start until about halfway... Yeah, maybe like halfway through. Plus, I'm running out of just... I just don't listen to music anymore. I can't find new stuff.
I mean, what do you think about then when you pump?
No, I just... I don't know. I just, like, concentrate. Or how bad I'm going to fuck you when I get home. But,
No, be honest, I guess... I'm curious.
No, I don't know. I don't know. Whatever you're thinking about,
you just get like super like
when you're in line at the bank, like whatever you're thinking about, that's like what you just want.
That stinks.
Yeah.
You don't think about like killing like fucking black people or something?
No. So yesterday there was nobody in there because of this fucking Super Bowl, and it was just like I sort of like 10 people in the whole gym, but of course this fucking guy and his they're like young, they're like early 20s, and they have I don't know what this fucking language is, but they're just like. This is all you hear. And they're right next to each other. And they're fucking screaming like they're at a rock concert. So, like, this chick comes in, and I couldn't tell if she was hot. Like, she looked like she was, like, late in her 30s. But, like, I don't know, just the angle she was at and, like, the distance and the light, she looked cute. She had a nice body. She looked cute, but I couldn't tell, like, she was hot. But, like, it was me and her. And, like... I'm on one end of the gym. She's in the middle, and then these loud fucks are in the. I mean, they're like fucking at least fucking 15, 20 yards away from us. You can hear them like they're right next to you. I mean, they're fucking non-stop, just screaming, just shouting as loud as they fucking like drunk tree man, just yelling, just fucking. It's like the last shit you hear before your fucking head gets cut off. And at one point, she was doing a decline like crunches, like looking fucking hot too. And she stopped and she pulls her earbuds out and she goes, shut the fuck up. And she yelled at them all. And they didn't like barely even looked at it. They just kept going. She put her fucking thing and she looked at me and like shook her head. Like that they were so loud she could hear them over her fucking head.
Oh, you should talk to that chick, man.
I know. It's really hard to talk to people at the fucking gym. If she
didn't, yeah, but if she gave you like a nod. You should walk over and be like, hey,
I know. I was thinking it the whole time. I was planning it that, like, if me and her walked out at the same time, I would have talked to her. But I hate going up and, like...
Oh, that's bogus. I know. You can't fucking plan shit, dog. I know. You gotta just do it.
There was this fucking chick. I think it was...
So the people just kept being that loud?
Yeah, and they're always in there. They are so... The foreign races, especially the Armos, and there's a ton to complain about them again, because they're all in Encino. They are so fucking loud. It's incredible. They have, like, no indoor voice. They just fucking scream. And they're so, like, testosterone up. They're so fucking wound up. That's what I said. There are fucking Klingons. They sound like every fucking aspect of them they share. He's like, I'm like, ew. I'm like, what the fuck language is that? It sounds like somebody's getting stepped on by a fucking elephant.
Thanks.
Fucking savages. Shut the fuck up. How do you not realize you're talking that loud? It's so obnoxious. It's unfucking believable. It's fucking driving me nuts. They're usually the same one to just fucking throw. They'll do, like, flies. Like 40, like 50-pound flies at the fucking at the rack, and then rep number 10, they just fucking launch them out of their hands and they go flying and just smash on the ground. Like, yeah, that's cool, man. Don't put them back on the rack. Just throw them until they're all busted. And that's why they had to switch to all rubber cast weights now. They can't have the metal ones with the fucking Allen keys that screw on the ends because they get all shaky and fucked up because these fucking assholes got them they just love launching them through the fucking air. I'm like, you're just fucking assholes. Like, you're in fucking public, dude. You're not at home. Like, have some fucking respect, you know? Jesus. That's my story about that. Oh, there used to be this fucking chick. This was like 2 summers ago. I would always go in. I was on some schedule where I don't know. Why am I talking about this? I would always work out on, like, weekend. It closes at, like, 8. And I would, for some reason, I was always getting in there at, like, 6, right? And it would be, like, Saturday and or Sunday night. So there wouldn't be that many people. Everyone's already, like, out and about getting ready to party or whatever. And there was this fucking chick. The only way I can describe her is she looked like fucking Jean Grey from X-Men. Like, the comic. Like, she just looked like... She just had, like, crazy red hair. And, like, this chick's body was fucking unreal. Like, she had, like, ninja body. Like, tight. Like, you could touch your fucking fingers together around her waist. And she had, like, a big fucking bubble ass. And, like, just super toned. Like, no fat on her. Just crazy, like, curves. And just big they had to have been fake tits. But they were, like, those, like, 90s porn star tits. Were they, like, it looked like they were floating, and they were kind of going in two opposite directions. They were, like, they were perfect tits. I mean, they were, like, grapefruit size fucking, and she would always have tight sweatpants and, like, a wife fucking, like, a wife beater on. Like, she was, like, a fucking porn star or something. And, like, her face was kind of, she wasn't, like, beautiful, but she was sexy, and she, you know, her face was, like, she was all right looking, but her fucking, forget about it, her body. And, like, it was me and this chick were always in there. Like, there'd be no one else around. And in the back section of the fucking gym, it would always be, like, me and her. And she would, no matter what it was, she would always be working out, like, right by me. No matter, even if it would, like, because I would start to notice it wasn't even, like, what she was doing. Like, she'd be doing arms. And then all of a sudden, she'd come next to me and start doing, like, leg presses. But then not do anything else. She would, like, if I moved, then she would move and do something that was, like, weird. Like, she was waiting for me to talk to her, right? But because this went on, like, week after week. And constantly, I'd be like, I should fucking say something to this broad.
Oh, if she kept moving with you,
and then, I know. I mean, I don't know, but I have the feeling that it was kind of like she liked me or something. And fucking so many times, and then like one night I was like, okay, me and this chick walk out at the same time. It was like Saturday night. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking just ask the chick to hang out. And me and her were the only cars in the parking lot. We fucking walked out together. She was parked right next to me. Walked the whole way. Got in my fucking car. She got in hers. And I'm like, fuck, fuck. And I saw her even look at me before she pulled out. She, like, looked right at me and pulled out and left. And I fucking did not say anything to her. I'm like, to this day, I am so pissed that I was like, why am I such a fucking faggot? Like, why didn't I say something? And, like, I haven't seen her. I haven't seen her in at least a year. I haven't seen her in, like, a long time.
That's kind of bad.
What a fucking pussy.
Yeah, you stink, dude.
Fuck me. God. Ugh.
I got a story.
I gotta fucking get. I just need, like, one. I just gotta break my fucking shell.
I'm telling you. You remember, like, the hot chick who, like, knew my name at fucking Springbok?
Yes.
With the fake tits.
Yes.
And, oh my god. And, like, even
she was so hot.
Even after Jackie left, I was like, every time she went in there, she'd hug me and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, she loved you.
I'm like, I don't get it, but okay. Yeah. You know, like, even like her day off, she'd come up and, like,
she didn't think you were, like, a fucking piece of fucking shit. Yeah, she did.
Do I say it like that?
No.
Look at a piece of fucking shit.
I was helping sell it.
Sorry. Yeah. This chick was like,
she was shot. She was a fucking 10 and a half. She had fake tits, right?
Yeah, I'm Chad.
She was, like, perfect.
She might have had, like, a fake ass too. Her ass was perfect. Like, every, I mean, she was like, she could have been a playmate. She was
Yeah, she was.
And her face, and she was tan, and she was, and she had a kid, and she's probably like an ex-porn star that we don't know, but obviously not, because we probably would have seen her. But she'd always, like, for some reason, she was way into me. I have no clue why. And I always was like, yeah, okay, you know, how's it going? Like, I was always nice to her. But, like, fuck, I mean, when Jackie left, I totally should have, like, said, like, hey, what's up, want to hang out? You know, I mean, like you just said, there's no reason for her to be into me for how hot she was. Like, she was ridiculous. You know, she was older, I'll give her that. Like, she was probably...
She's still, like a 2 or 3 years, maybe.
35?
You think?
Yeah.
She's much older? She, I don't know if she was that much older.
Maybe she was, like,
that was 30, a long time ago.
Maybe, like, 31. You know, like, now she'd be old, but yeah. Back then she was... I can't believe how long we lived out here.
I know.
Anyways, I want to nail this fucking pig so bad, dude. Oh, it just sucked.
Everyone did. These guys are just fucking... They wouldn't leave her alone. It was all just, like, bums and barflies.
Yeah, okay, so I'm not lying about that. Like, she really, like, would always talk to me and stuff.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, I rule, dude. Goody Mom out there, just so you know, I rule, okay? I banged hot bitches.
He rules.
That ended up fucking Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, you've had a couple fucking good ones, man.
I don't know how.
Including one that you were, like, your high school fucking... You've been trying to fuck since the 12th grade, and you took care of that shit.
Yeah, nailed it. Yeah,
why right, I've been an asshole on my fucking breakfast bar. Yeah,
you walked out as we were banging, doggy style.
I don't remember that.
You did. Yeah, you walked out, and, like, she just kept fucking. I'm like, okay, calm down. And she was
you
like...
You fucking pussy. Well... I would have fucking high-fived you walking by, like, yeah, motherfucker.
Well, you could have. I mean, we were, like, this far away from each other.
Why you got all shy, like, eh.
I don't want you to see my tummy. I don't even care about my dick.
Yeah, that's what I would have looked at. Not her big, beautiful, bouncing tits. Your belly. Oh, God. The rest of the world doesn't think like you.
Well, some people do, man.
Well, not in that instance. Fucking queen.
You would have. You would have looked, number one. You would have looked at her tits.
I wouldn't have. I would have put my hands on my hips and looked up and down like a fucking...
It was a five-point thing. In 10 seconds... You would have looked at her tits, us fucking.
10 seconds, you think I would have stood there and looked at you?
My cock.
Yeah, you're right. I would have got a sketch pad out and fucking done like Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean,
how long is 10 seconds?
10 seconds is a long... Why would I stop there and look at you for 10 seconds?
Okay, like 5 seconds. I don't know.
What is it, a fucking David Lynch movie?
Well, you could have like made some food and like sat there and ate it and like watched.
Yeah, that's what I would have done. Exactly.
If it was a high, all right. If
you're
you were
so fucking, weird.
If you were fucking nailing,
you're out of your fucking
if
mind.
You were nailing Courtney Castrino, I'd sit there and watch it. I'm sorry.
The first thing I'd say is get the fuck out of here. Jesus Christ.
There's no chick that I can nail. Like if you you walk in the door, I'm nailing a chick.
No.
And like there's none that you'd sit and watch.
No.
I'm saying if it's the hottest chick alive.
No, I wouldn't sit there and watch it.
It's Asakura. It's fucking you tell me.
I wouldn't sit and watch unless it was like on a porno set. I could not just sit there and watch somebody fuck somebody. It's fucking weird. No.
If you okay, I'm gonna tell you like this. If you're nailing Evangelina on this couch, I'm gonna sit on that couch. And probably just see what's
I would
up.
Stop and go, let's go in the bedroom. That would fucking freak. I couldn't sit there and have my friend stare at me while
okay, fucking. All right. What if her stipulation was your roommate needs to watch? No, you're telling me you wouldn't fuck a hot fucking porn star?
I would be able to talk her out of it. Because she'd want this so bad that she would fucking.
No, the stipulation is.
Okay, no, then I wouldn't. No. I'd go home and whack off over my belly.
Well, you're already home. You just gotta walk in the bedroom.
Whatever. How about Phil Seymour Hoffman dying, bro? That shit. You know he worked at Wegmans once?
That really doesn't... I'm like so about it. I really could care less.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
It's not like he was a ray of sunshine. All he played was depressing fucking
the guy seemed like he was miserable.
He was. I worked with him. He was not a friendly guy.
He was an addict, and then he all of a sudden relapsed, and that's probably why. It's like, well, okay, like...
He was in terrible shape, too. He was so fucking fat, and he smoked nonstop. Like, he was a mess. I told him when we were doing all those fight scenes with Tom, like, he was wheezing so loud, like, people were, like, alarmed. We were like, holy shit, is he gonna have a fucking heart attack? Like, you can hear, like, that thing where it sounded like Darth Vader's lungs didn't return to the Jedi, where you can hear that, like, that high-pitched, like, wheeze way up in your lungs. Like, he was doing that, like, bad. Like, they were, and then they just had to bring in a fucking stunt double. They had to bring in the guy to do the rest of the stuff, and they had to, like, shoot around him for, like, the rest of the fucking day. That was like 10 years ago.
I mean, oddly enough, you just watched Capote.
I know, isn't that weird? I know, Friday night, yeah. That's fucked up.
But, I mean, Is it one that like surprises me or like really like Noelle like cried at work the other day because she heard it.
Oh, for fuck's sakes.
I'm like, yeah, okay. Like, you know.
It's ridiculous.
That's, I mean, he's not, I don't even know. Tom Cruise died? Who would you cry about if somebody
died? I don't think I'd cry about
died.
Maybe Scorsese. Or maybe Nichols. No, I wouldn't cry. I don't know.
Well, I mean,
I'd be bummed.
Yeah. Who would you have? As someone you don't know, an actor, entertainer.
The most crush I'd be, if Scorsese died, I'd be the most fucking, probably the most
crushed. That'd be bad.
Him, yeah.
I agree. I'm with you.
When Nicholson goes, that's going to be fucking rough, man.
For me, it'd be if Tarantino, like, all of a sudden, like...
Yeah, or him, yeah.
If he just croaked for, like, no reason, I'd be like, wow, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, Tarantino would be bad. Denzel would be bad. I'm really, like, a big fan of his.
Yeah. He's a fucking asshole.
Well, okay. So,
but, yeah, it would suck if he died, yeah. I still like him.
Scorsese. Yeah, I guess, like, there's not a lot of...
Or what, I think what Woody Allen's gonna be, that's gonna be fucking tragic too.
I know you're not a fan, but yeah.
He's just such a fucking piece of like America.
Yeah, he's an honest. Isn't he like a piece of shit? Didn't he marry his daughter? What's that story?
This is like that time when you asked Nick the Dick if his dad had a wig when you knew goddamn well he did. Yes, he married his daughter. How do you not know it?
Yeah, but isn't
how do you say it like vaguely? Like, yeah, maybe did he marry his daughter?
But no,
like,
it makes something sense. That no, profound. It's not his daughter. It's like his adopted daughter.
Yeah, it was just like it was a stepdaughter.
Yeah, but he's still okay.
Yeah, that's fucking shitty and fucking weird. But you know, still, what the fuck? What's his name? Fucking Polanski fucked a 13-year-old in the ass, and I still watch his movies. Doesn't make me like Chinatown anymore.
Yeah, gave her all kinds of drugs, yeah.
I guess, who the fuck was just talking about?
Why would a 13-year-old be at a party? That's my
She wasn't. It was a shoot. It was a model shoot, like a shoot for like a photography thing.
Oh, and he nailed her there?
Yeah, he gave her a fucking, he roofied her. He gave her like a fucking, like a Mickey in her drink.
Fucking scumbag.
Yeah, she's like half conscious and shit.
I just don't care.
And then it was at Nicholson's house while Nicholson was out off shooting a movie. And No, it was Angelica Houston's house that Nicholson was living in, and they let him shoot in there. And then, like, while Angelica Houston was like off shopping, he shot this like. I mean, he started shooting it before she left, but she left to go do something, and she came back and found him fucking her in the bathtub, and called the police. It was Angelica Houston's one to call the cops, and fucking threw him out. Like, flipped out on
him. I never saw a picture of her, but she was probably hot when she was
in the 70s. She's not my kind of hot, but she was young. She was pretty.
She's okay.
But never like she's too. I don't know.
Is that Laurel Canyon shit? Like that fucking Laurel Canyon lore? I mean, like that...
Up there, yeah. A lot of shit happened up there.
To my Angelou.
Oh, shit. They said, who the fuck is this? I forgot. Someone's on a podcast said, like, not just the other day, like, Samuel L. Jackson uploaded a fucking... He was driving down Mulholland, like, super early, like, right over here. And he's put up a video of a fucking... a mountain lion dragging a deer across the fucking road by the throat, like a dead deer, and just this mountain lion is tearing into this fucking thing. He's got it all on video, like right fucking, like right down, you know, a fucking mile up the road.
Ew.
Yeah, it's crazy. Ew. Ew, it's chasing things and eating them.
Samuel
Jackson's filming it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess obviously that exists. Were you here when I was watching that show about like the dudes who were like addicted to crack or whatever, and they live like in the Hollywood Hills?
No.
And like it's like. Basically where we drive over, like the whole Hollywood Hills.
Yeah.
They just have like a state and they just hide everything in those hills. Even though it's like, you know, millions of dollars to live there, they just find like a spot where nobody gets to, and then the cops once in a while come up there and they catch them, and then they got to go to jail and like fill out the paperwork, and they go back because they've already hidden enough shit that they can keep living there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a perfect spot to... If you're a bum... Where else would you want to be a bum then?
Oh, Santa Monica. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Just, you know, I mean, like, you don't want to be a bum in fucking Chicago. It stinks. You're not like the pencil lady, like the fucking black lady who lived in DePew, who used to roller skate through the church. You don't want to be that lady. I mean,
yeah.
Annie the bag lady. That's what they called her. Do you remember her?
Who, the black lady?
Yeah, in DePew.
Of course. She was the only one.
That's what I'm saying. It's like there's only one bum. In that area. I mean, I know 50 bums out here. And my bum is on the Swedish. I'm saying, like, every day there's a bum driving by with his fucking cans.
All right. Every day I wake up and there's one on the couch.
Come on, man.
Sorry, man. It's not like I'm a fucking...
Here we go.
I'm not a fucking piece of shit with a fucking needle hanging on my fucking arm.
I'll give you that one. That one's true. What's your song of the week, doggy?
Lean on Sheena from Bouncing Souls. No, go ahead. Make the joke.
What is it?
It's a Bouncing Souls song.
Oh, Dave Dunn?
Yeah, I'll tell Dave Dunn.
Yeah, are they good?
Yeah. As opposed to good?
Well, they're punk.
They're a good kid.
Are they fun punk?
Yeah, they're like positive hardcore.
You always have like the certain songs that are like, and I always listen to your songs as much as like I don't really? Like them. Yeah, I'll listen to it because you played it, so I'm like, okay, I'll give it a chance. They're always very like, is it emo? Like they're very, it's like,
it's like rock. It's just rock.
Yeah, like most of them are rock. But I'm saying like the punk ones I kind of like they're more like.
Something catchy.
More upbeat. Come on.
Yeah, I quit, Mr. White.
Why in that movie does he tell him? Like, Harvey Keitel is like dad, and he's like
dad.
He goes, throw some water in your face. He keeps telling him to throw some water in his face, and Steve Buscemi's like, no, I'm not gonna do that. It's just such a well written scene.
Did you hear that thing about?
He keeps telling him to throw water in his face. It's like, who the fuck?
I thought he told him to tell him once, doesn't he?
No, he said twice.
Oh,
but. Regardless, if he does once or twice, I'd like, who says throw some water in your face? Like,
I think he's a splash of cold water in your face, though, so they're like, calm him down.
Yeah, but he does do it. He's like, no, I'm fine. He smokes cigarettes and shit. Like,
yeah.
You know, because that's, it was a well-written scene. But then even, like, the Mr. Blonde scene, like, where he's like, who's calling me, motherfucker? You know what I mean? Like, it's like Harvey Keitel's dad in that movie.
Yeah.
For some reason. It works, but it's...
Here's some life imitating art. Did you hear about this thing that Tarantino completely abandoned his next project because like the fucking script leaked all over the place and he was so mad he said he's not doing it? It's supposed to be another fucking Western, which would have been awesome. It was like,
I did hear that.
Angry Eight. But he said he only gave the script to like four people and one of them was Madsen and he was going through like one... He's trying to figure out who leaked it and he's... Every fucking sign points to Madsen probably because somebody paid him a bunch because he's fucking broke. So somebody probably paid him for the script. He said it was probably somebody gave one to their agent or their manager to read, and then the manager gave it to someone else. Someone made copies or something like that and leaked it. But he was so mad. And he ruled out two other people that he's positive he said didn't do it. So it only leaves Madsen and one other guy. And I'm like, well, this is like Reservoir Dogs. Like, who's the fucking rat? And it's Madsen of all people. You can't say that for this fucking time. I'll bet it was him. But yeah, that sucks, man. Because he keeps saying he's only going to do like one or two more and quit. So, that just probably pushed the fucking release another year. We could have had a fucking Tarantino movie like this Christmas or something, and now we don't.
Does Django, is that still, are you still into it?
Yeah. I don't know why the fuck I don't own it. I saw it twice. I need some time to watch it again, but yeah, I love it. I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, every one of his movies I can watch, but that one is like, yeah, I'm not fighting to go see it again.
It's not his best, but I still like it a lot. I'd see it again.
Well,
we were shooting right across in the Dilemma Mall this weekend in Torrance.
Every time I go by that exit, I want to fucking stop and go.
It doesn't. You can't even. It looks so different. You can't even fucking recognize it. It's just like
not even.
It's like fucking gigantic too. It's
like the food court.
We didn't go in, but like just even the whole. Well, me and Jill went when we moved here, and like you couldn't. They fucking changed it since. They totally restructured the inside. It was all under construction even when we went, so you couldn't fucking see anything. Yeah, I couldn't even find that food court. I don't know. I saw one, but it definitely wasn't it. I don't know if they, like, moved it or just... I don't know. I couldn't find shit. I was really bummed. Like, I knew I was in there, but that's... I drove all the way there just to see that fucking mall. No other fucking reason.
That's right.
I'm still bummed when they screamed, what was it, a year or two ago, and they showed Jackie Brown in the parking lot, and then Tarantino showed up with fucking Forster. I was like, God damn it.
All right, bitchin'. So you got a pig coming over?
I don't think so.
Why not, man?
Pig's going to sleep. Yeah.
Dirty bitch.
Gives to sleep.
All right, well, song of the week is Bouncing Souls.
Lean on Sheena. She leans on me a lot.
All right.
Hold on to what we've
enjoy
got.
Enjoy that, enjoy that.
Turn it the fuck up. It's one of those songs I can't listen to, not on full volume in my car. If you don't, you're a fucking fag. And you probably fucking kill whales.
Fags.
Yeah. Alright. Did you intimidate her? Her mother says you wouldn't let her use the phone.
Were you intoxicated past the point of knowing what was going on? Better yet, don't forget, leave the keys on the TV set. Hoping you're gone from the corner bar. Here we are after dark, knocking back the maker's mark, scratching up the dollars from my buddy's car. And lean on Sheena, she leans on me a lot. Hold on, hold on, hold on to what you've got. Intimidator, how'd you make her feel? Worse than she did before. And I heard you came back later, had the upstairs neighbors banging on the floor. Better yet, don't forget, leave the keys on the TV set. Hoping you're gone from the corner bar. Here we are after dark, knocking back the maker's mark, scratching up the dollars from my buddy's car. And lean on Sheena, she leans on me a lot. Hold on, hold on, hold on to what you got. Hold on to what you got. Intimidator, her mother said you wouldn't let her use the phone. Were you intoxicated past the point of knowing what was going on? Better yet, don't forget, leave the keys on the TV set. Hoping you're gone from the corner bar. Here we are at the dark, knocking back the maker's mark, scratching up the dollars from my buddy's car. And lean on Sheena, she leans on me a lot. You've got lean on Sheena, she leans on me a lot. Hold on, hold on, hold on to what you got. Hold on to what you got. And better yet, don't forget, grab your keys off the TV set. Say goodbye to the corner bar. Got a friend to the end, she's never coming back. No one's on my mind and in my heart. Lean on Sheena. Lean on Sheena. Lean on Sheena. She leans on me a lot. Hold on, hold on, hold on to what you've got.